So I'm going to finish out talking about the Catherine trial, and I was kind of flashing back to 2005 when the first adjuvant data came out. I remember actually it was in some little motel in Orlando. They had the ASCO meeting in Orlando at that point. And of course, we saw incredible data come out in the adjuvant setting there from the NSABP, from the European study, and then a few months later at San Antonio, the BCIRG. And since that time, we have seen advances in HER2-positive disease. The antibody-drug conjugate, T-DM1, came on board, which had been used mainly in the metastatic setting up until now. We saw pertuzumab coming in the adjuvant setting. But how about if I say that last December was the next great step forward for HER2-positive disease since 2005? Agree or disagree?
Oh, I think it was. I mean, I think the Catherine results were remarkably robust in terms of the magnitude of the benefit, but also the breadth of the benefit. Because one of the challenges we had going into Catherine is we knew identifying patients with residual disease, we were going to have a lot of heterogeneity. And so there was a question about, you know, how many patients do we need? What type of patients are going to come into the study so we can see a signal and be sure that if there is a group benefit, we don't miss them? You know, these are the sort of things that you work with design of the trial. And, you know, the remarkable thing was that the hazard rate was 0.5, but it was there across all of those subsets. So really a remarkable benefit, I think, from the therapy. And I think it is a practice-changing study, and that the data, I think, challenges us to really think about what would be the role of surgery first, followed by adjuvant therapy, when we have such compelling information that patients can receive very effective frontline standard therapies. Many of them have a PCR. We know that overall they do well, and the subset that don't clearly don't do as well. Now with T-DM1, their outlook is really very similar to the outlook of the women who PCR. So you really now, when you sit down with a HER2-positive breast cancer patient, you can really be very optimistic with her that we have a process to go through. We're going to treat you with our best drugs. If they work, great. Then we finish out a year of antibodies. If they didn't quite get us where we wanted to, then we make a change that will get you to about where you would have been had you PCR. And I think that's very exciting information to be able to share with patients now.
And it's such an important change in the overall strategy. And, you know, you mentioned 0.5, so essentially cutting in half the number of recurrences. And actually, the original adjuvant trials, I think the hazard rate was also about 0.5. But now you're bringing another sort of 0.5 kick in for the people at higher risk. But maybe you can just go back a little bit. We know historically, particularly when the second anti-HER antibody, pertuzumab, came in, we started to see a lot more people getting neoadjuvant therapy to take advantage of that. But then this other strategy came in, as you say, for what, maybe half the patients who don't have a pathologic CR.
Right.